This is Outspoken, the podcast that's not afraid to say exactly what you're thinking.
Our names are Amy, Kate and Sophie Torber. We're identical triplets, but we often don't have identical opinions. So sometimes things can get heated.
Outspoken covers all things reality TV, influencers, entertainment and issues facing women.
That is so fetch.
Thank you.
Happy Friday and a big welcome back to Sophie, who has made it just in time to record today's episode.
I did come back specially for this. I had an early minute to return.
How was the trip?
Yeah, it was really good. Marion Bay is such a beautiful spot. But as I mentioned on Monday's episode, there isn't that much to do. So you do have to make your own fun. We stayed at a really lovely Airbnb that had this amazing combustion heater.
Which, wow, you really do have to make your own fun if that's the highlight of combustion. I've got one in my house.
But I say that because our rental at the moment, the living room is so cold because our heater is broken. Mm. So it was like being in luxury. It was so warm in the evening.
For those who didn't listen to Monday's episode, you were, of course, away with your in-laws on a trip. Did it all go smoothly?
Yeah, it did go smoothly. We had a room. So Brandon's parents were staying in one Airbnb and Brandon and I were staying with his sister in another Airbnb, and also his auntie and uncle were over. So it was a good time to get to know family members more. I did really feel sorry for Brandon's uncle and auntie because they literally had a mouse plague happening in their house.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Every day they would discover new mice. So there was even a mouse in their granddaughter's bed, which, isn't the nicest. One also got into the Nutella. I mean, it was a very clever rat.
Well, I think we should move on to our social dilemma of the week, which was inspired by influencer Jade Tunchi and her boyfriend.
Yeah, so Jade shared on her Instagram story that she was in the kitchen and her boyfriend started bagging her out for putting plates in the sink. Let's throw to that clip.
Friendly reminder that a few means three and not
friendly reminder
a bunch
that when the dishwasher's dirty, you can put the dishes straight into the dishwasher. You don't have to put them in the sink. I've tried to teach this to Jade for almost 4 years now, but she's still
Four years, you reckon? How long have we been together?
Still working.
How long have we been together?
Still working.
Less than 4 years.
It's alright, mate.
I feel like the dishwasher is a big one for certain people. So I feel like when Amy, Sophie and I were living together that I was like queen of the dishwasher. I was in charge of how the plates went in. I made sure that there wasn't food all over them because that's my biggest pet peeve when someone puts a plate in and it's all still got food on it.
So what you're trying to say is you were the wanker about the dishwasher.
Yes, I was.
Oh my God, I got yelled at so many times for putting my plate in wrong.
Can you tell Reese this? Because I asked him today before the podcast, is there anything that I do that you feel like you've had to train me domestically around the house? And he said that I don't do the dishwasher correctly. Now, he is coming from a family. His dad is so like over the top with the dishwasher
really?
That none of us even put anything in. Like, it's very anal retentive and very impressive.
And to set the scene, when we grew up, our dad didn't really do anything in the kitchen, did
no,
he?
So no, he didn't.
It's a bit of a shock when you see men doing stuff because we've been brought up with our dad doing nothing.
Yeah. Well, so I was pretty offended over that. What about you guys? What is there anything around the house that you feel like your partner's had to train you to do domestically? And I'm not saying that because we're women, because there's things that I've had to train Reese to do domestically.
I feel like it's almost ironic coming from men sometimes.
Yeah, because I think they know how to do everything properly. Like, I remember Dad would sit at home and watch Huey's cooking show. He then wouldn't cook dinner, but he'd have the nerve to tell Mum how to do things like buy a garlic crusher. And
well, one thing that's come up a lot with Dale and I living together is apparently I leave a lot of stuff in the sink. So like, you know, when you go and take out the strainer that's in the sink, he gets annoyed if there's food in there.
That is gross.
It is gross, but sometimes it's the last thing, like you forget about it, don't you? After you've cooked something and you've washed stuff out.
Ours has always got food in there.
Mm. Well, I have a few that I get in trouble for. My number one is not putting the towel back. Number two is not filling up the cold water in the water bottle.
That is really annoying.
Oh my God, you are such a prick. You did that the other, like last Friday when we recorded, I went to get a drink after you'd been here and it was completely empty and I knew it was you, Sophie.
Sorry, that reminds me, Reese is always on my case because if I leave, like if I, there's a drink, I'll leave like a dribble in the drink, and then also with packets of like chips or something, I'll always leave like two chips and Reese will go to get them and he'd be like, what? Why do you do that?
Sophie, to be fair, I feel like you would have trained Brandon because I feel like definitely. You're both kind of at the same level of like moving out of home? Like, because Brandon first moved out of home with you.
Well, we're at the same level. I'd moved out of home for about 4 years when we moved in together.
But Kate and I had baby juice.
Yeah. Okay. You were the child in the house.
There was one of the things that I had to teach Brandon about was actually how to correctly hang clothes on the line.
What, instead of on the throwing them on
floor? But you know, like boys will just like, you know, if you put up a pair of pants, you pin them from the top of the pants. He does them from the legs.
From the top of the pants?
Yeah.
Don't you hang the pants over?
Yeah, but you put the pegs on the top. You don't hang them from the leg.
Yeah. Just on the peg issue, Sophie, do you know what? I've heard that some people get so obsessed with the laundry that they actually choose pegs that are the same color as the item they're pegging on. Are you serious?
Oh, no, sorry. If I have multicolored pegs, I like to use like, you know, two green pegs on the same shirt.
Gosh.
Like I don't have to do it, but I just automatically do.
No, so this is if you have a blue shirt, you use blue pegs. If you have pink undies, you use pink pegs.
How many different colored pegs do people have?
Yeah. Well, do you know what? The one other than the dishwasher, the thing that I apparently do that is annoying, and I feel like I think you guys do it too, is, you know, when you finish the toilet roll, and you just leave it in the bathroom.
I leave them in the cupboard, and then Dale has to come out with like 100 toilet rolls to put them in the bin.
I feel like this is a bit of a battle that most couples face, or when you're living with a roommate, it's the bin. Because I will literally place things on, like balance things on the bin.
Like Tetris style.
Yeah, and refuse to take it out.
See, I'm really lucky because Reese is so good with the bin. I think that's why our relationship works well, because he always just takes it out and he can tell that I'm like procrastinating.
Don't you love though with the bin, you just screw yourself over because it gets to the point where the garbage is so heavy that when the person who gets stuck taking it out, the bag like breaks.
I feel like I feel like I'm all for feminism, but when it comes to actually wheeling the bins out the front, like I feel like that's a man's job.
Oh my God, I get stuck doing that all the time.
Really?
And it will generally be in the morning because we've forgotten, and I'll be in my pajamas with no makeup on.
Well, I want to hear what domestic duties your partner has taught you, or domestic duties you've taught your partner. Go to our Facebook group and tell us in there.
Also duties that, you know, you want them to do, but they still don't listen.
Hello everyone, welcome back to my channel.
On Monday, Chloe Zepp announced to her 684,000 followers that she was undertaking a 24-hour water fast. This is what she said.
Starting with a water fast.
24-hour
water fast, just to like clear out our gut and start the week with like some full discipline.
So after that update, Chloe then shared a picture of a celery juice and added that she was also drinking that as well as the water. Later on, she then shared a photo of herself lying in the sun and wrote, "The sun charges us up and activates our DNA. The sun is energy. Think of yourself as a solar panel. Sun equals energy."
Oh my God.
It got worse. So she then also shared an update, which has since been deleted, that said, "I've only had water and one celery juice today. Doing 24 hours of just water, no coffee or food. Going surprisingly well, but doing it to rest my digestive system. Use mind over matter and to test my willpower, and there's health benefits to it."
This is just so dangerous, especially considering Chloe opened up a number of months ago about having an eating disorder.
Well, yeah, it really is. And also the fact, for those who don't know, Chloe gave birth to her son Artie in August 2020. So he's not even one yet. She is still breastfeeding him. And when I had a look into water fasting, it said that people who are breastfeeding, and also people that have experienced eating disorders or distorted eating, should not be doing a water fast. This was also alongside people who are on blood pressure medication and also with diabetes. So water fasting when you are breastfeeding is really bad because you basically don't get all the nutrients your body needs to keep you and your baby healthy.
It is really troubling because Chloe does have such a young and impressionable audience. And the thing is, if she wants to go and do that in her own time, she is her own person, if she sees the benefit in it. But what I find troubling is her sharing all of this to her audience, because people are going to go, "Oh, well, that must be healthy. I'm going to go and do a water fast."
Well, particularly when she kind of places herself as an expert with her WellWeb website, a lot of people would assume that perhaps she does have some sort of qualifications in this field and that what she's saying is correct.
Yeah. And for me, I think it was the word of discipline that was constantly used, because I feel like that word is very triggering for people with eating disorders. And we had a discussion about this in our Facebook community, and there were members in our Facebook community who have had eating disorders that did find this really troubling and triggering. And I feel so sorry for those people that had to see this on Instagram.
Yeah, so it was almost as though she was urging others to look after their bodies in the way that she was doing so.
Yeah. Well, the thing is as well, is that often when people do this this sort of water fasting and other things that they claim to be healthy, they can be suffering from orthorexia. Mm. So I'm not saying Chloe necessarily is, but it can often be a trait that people try and portray an extreme way of eating or dieting as doing a lot of good for their body when it's really not.
Chloe did seem to spread a lot of misinformation around this 24-hour water cleanse, and a dietitian actually sent her a DM and wrote, "What is disciplined about not eating? Stop spreading ridiculous false information to your impressionable followers. The blood is absolutely on yours and all the other pseudoscience wellness influencers' hands for promoting disordered eating to young girls. You know what detoxifies your body? Your liver. Not water or celery juice or any other food or drink. You are doing more harm than good." And Chloe actually responded to this DM and she wrote, "It's allowing my body to purify. There's a lot of research on it. I'm not doing it to be disciplined to stop eating for my body, but for my mind and allowing my body to rest."
Well, don't share it then. Don't share it online. You obviously know you've been in the social media game for long enough. You know that people are going to comment and send you DMs saying that this is not right.
Is it just me or does this seem very much something that would have happened back in 2014? I feel like a lot of influencers know not to perpetuate this sort of misinformation anymore, but Chloe just hasn't seemed to got that memo.
Yeah, I know. Well, do you know what I found pretty interesting about the whole thing is it came off the back of Chloe and Mitch unveiling their movie room. Now, a lot of people were shocked when they saw this movie room. I was, because it had a massive amount of food in it. It was literally like you were at the movies, candy bar.
I wouldn't want to be doing my 24-hour water cleanse with sitting in that movie theater.
It's funny you say that because Mitch was sharing photos of them in the movie room saying, "Oh, it's really hard to be disciplined in this room and there's all this bloody chocolate and popcorn and stuff."
I've got to say, it probably was the most bougie home theater I have actually seen, because we've had a joke previously about home theaters, because some people say that they have a home theater when they've just got a TV and beanbags in the room. Like, this was next level. So what's kind of interesting though about their movie room as well is that Mitch and Chloe had a fight in one of their vlogs about which room would be used for the movie room, because they had two rooms. One was bigger. Chloe wanted to use one as a meditation room and Mitch wanted to use the other as a movie theater, and Mitch actually won this fight. The room looks incredible. As Kate said, it's got its own candy bar. The only thing it's missing is a popcorn maker.
That is a rookie error. How did they forget that?
Do they have a slush puppy machine?
No, and I think it's a slushy machine.
Yeah, do you know what? We call them slush puppies because that's what they were called at our Year 7 canteen.
Well, I feel like the movie theater must be a big thing for influencers, because Saffron Barker, she is transforming her house at the moment and she is making a huge movie room as well. And she was recently vlogging out at the movies and she basically did this shout out to a slushy company in the UK saying, "Please send me one of your machines and I will promote it." But apparently she did say that they only send out the machines to corporations, so individuals can't have them.
Well, that slush puppy company, it's like really a B2B company, not a business to consumer, so there's no point of her promoting it.
You know what? The sad thing about Chloe Zepp, though, is that she is really likable, and I think that's what disappoints us when we do see stories coming out about these cleanses that she's doing, because when you see her relaxing in the movie theater with Mitch and Artie, you can't help but like her as a person, so that's why it's troubling when you see those kinds that kind of advice being pushed online.
I think that's why it's so dangerous, because she's like your friend. You'd listen to her. I mean, not all of our friends have movie rooms. I mean, I probably would like to be friends with her if I could attend the movie room.
Oh my God, I showed Brandon the movie room because he is the biggest movie buff and he's like, "That is literally my dream."
Do you know what? All I could think about was, are those chips going to go stale? Because I can't imagine them eating them all.
Yeah, so there was a big drawer. They pulled out a drawer and it just had chips, Pringles, anything you can ever think of. It seems to be a really big trend in the influencer community to just have drawers full of food.
It's excess. It just seems so contradictory though, because then they're not eating any of it.
Yeah, it's like it's just all for the Instagram.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm currently down in Sydney still at the moment, and I thought I would take you along today and film a day in the life and take you around and show exactly what we've been up to.
Boyfriend of Instagram Jonathan Sauer, who previously dated Shani Grimmett, may be back on the market, with rumours circulating of a split between he and influencer girlfriend Madison Woolley.
I feel like we predicted this a long time ago, because we have been spotting the fact that these two keep following each other and unfollowing each other. They stopped liking each other's photos for a long time. It seems like their relationship was quite immature and it seemed to play out a lot online. However, I have been listening to Madison's podcast, Girl Code, And it does seem like she has really made an effort to kind of learn from those experiences. So they haven't unfollowed each other.
They haven't. But as you mentioned, her podcast, Madison made it pretty clear that things are on the rocks. Her episode was entitled Breakups.
Oh, and there were so many little digs. Like, it's quite obvious that they've split. They kept I feel like perhaps she's promised Jonathan that she won't say something for a week, but there were so many signs that they're not together.
Well, the first sign their relationship was on the rocks was when Madison announced that she would no longer be moving in with Jonathan. Now, on her podcast, she announced that she and her best friend, Caitlin, were going to both be moving into a new place with Jonathan. A week after, she then told her followers that actually she was going to be moving out by herself.
Now, this had to do with her business, her clothing brand that she runs. Mm. So she said that she needed more space to run her business, so she would be moving in on her own. I do respect the fact that at 23 years of age, Madison is a very independent person. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of girls would just fall into, you know, having a boyfriend and making them their whole life. So yeah. I do really like that message that she is sending to young girls.
Well, I think we should go to some of the grabs because on her podcast recently, it became evidently clear that they had broken up. The episode itself was entitled Breakup, and there were a lot of digs about breakups and why people break up. So let's go and listen to some of those grabs.
Look, I feel like it's been going on for a while that I've been just dealing with some things behind the scenes and, yeah, just really reached a peak this week, didn't it? But I'm going to talk about what's been going on completely next week in next week's episode. I just wanted to give myself like 1 week this week just to kind of process everything. Yeah. I'm being super, super like
vague,
but next week I'll chat about it and let you guys in on kind of what's been going on. Someone said, how long should you wait to start dating after a breakup? I love that all of these are breakup questions today. You guys are really going through it. Okay, so
I feel like as a couple in the public eye, it would be really difficult to go through a breakup like this. So I do respect the fact that they are going to potentially talk about it at some stage.
Oh, I very much respect it. I've been enjoying the content so far. And Caitlin and Madison did say that they would be sort of doing a little series on heartbreak and getting over a relationship. So I'm very much interested to see what tea comes from that. Because I feel like, you know, even the fact that Madison mentioned her ex, so she told a story about how her ex from Noosa, that basically they were so happy together and there was nothing wrong with the relationship, but she essentially, you know, wanted to do these things on her own and move to Sydney and whatnot. So I just thought, wow, imagine being Jonathan and listening back to her talking glowingly about her ex and then putting all these pot shots in about him.
Well, I've noticed online that the revenge photos, like the post breakup photos, have already started to emerge. So Madison's been posting some pretty, you know, like basically like hot photos of herself online.
Some thirst trap.
Yeah, well, some photos to show Jonathan what he's missing out on. And Jonathan has been sharing also some photos to show Madison what she's been missing out on. There was one photo. Yeah, so there was one photo that showed up and Jonathan was wearing these bright yellow bike shorts. And let's just say he had a rather big bulge in his pants. And one follower of his commented, "How many socks are left in your sock drawer, bro?" And I must admit, I was thinking the exact same thing.
I bet you, like, if I was Madison and I saw that, I would just be so glad to be rid of him, because why do you want to go out with someone who stuffs their jocks for Instagram photos?
To be like, fair, a lot of male models probably do that.
There is something that I get the ick factor men posting Instagram stories. Like, he did this one this morning and he's on some, I think he is actually a model now. He was out on this shoot. And it was him pouting in a mirror. And he's a very attractive guy, but people just become so unattractive when they do that.
You don't really want to walk in on your boyfriend taking a mirror selfie with four pairs of socks down his, down his bike shorts, do you?
Wondering where the laundry's gone. I did notice that Jonathan is heading back home to Brisbane, and I'm wondering if that's going to be a more permanent move, because he did move across to Sydney to be with Madison.
Well, we've also got to remember that Jonathan is turning 30 next year and Madison is 23. There's quite a large age gap between them, and it is quite evident from listening to her podcast that they are both at very different stages of their life. So I really think it probably is the best for them. And I do know, obviously, from personal experience, that breakups are a really tough time. So hopefully it's not too much of a tough time for them.
Do you think that Jonathan will date another influencer?
Oh, 100%.
Do you think that's maybe why he's headed back to Brisbane? Because there seems to be more influencers in Brisbane than Sydney.
Well, I mean, he was really only there for Madison, I assume. So
We'll have to see what happens.
When Big Brother mentioned Gruel, I mean, I've never seen Gruel in my life. I thought it was made up for Oliver Twist film.
I have a mixture of excitement and jealousy over this story. So Laura Henshaw and her fiancé Dalton have added a second fur baby to their family. So for those who don't follow Laura Henshaw, she is the co-founder of Keep It Cleaner, and she has the most adorable golden retriever called Billy, who she got back in 2018. And I follow Billy on Instagram because I have no life.
Okay, you are a lover of golden retrievers because you have one yourself. So you're a little bit biased, I feel.
Yes,
like.
I'm very invested in this story. I said it had to be in our influence to wrap today. So I have been eagerly following Billy the golden.
Yeah.
And now she has got a new puppy called Ben. And aww. I really respect how Billy and Ben, like, how cute is that?
That is a cute name.
It is one of the most gorgeous puppies I've ever seen. And
I have to butt in.
I said one.
Archie the golden cocker.
Anyway, it just makes you want to get another puppy so much. And I've just loved watching her stories because she's really showing the reality of having a puppy. So
it's so tough having a puppy.
Yeah. So she shared a video of her trying to do a workout and he kept like biting the resistance band. And then she also showed him like being really cute, trying to get up on the couch. And then she was like cleaning his diarrhea up at the same time. Oh. I've got to say, I'm sorry for the barking dog next door.
Yeah,
seems
back
to know
house,
that so. We're talking about puppies.
Do you know what I loved in our community this week? Probably the most popular thread we had was people sharing pictures of their dogs and cats and rabbits.
Yeah, that thread was amazing. It made me smile so much going through it.
If you haven't shared a photo of your dog or cat or rabbit or whatever pet you have, go into the Facebook community and share it, and also have a look because it will just brighten up your Friday.
Look to the cookie.
When I told Amy about this topic, we both burst out laughing uncontrollably for a little while. So it's about Talia Skaines's burnt cookie. Now, that's not a euphemism. She actually ordered what she called a gooey cookie with ice cream on Uber Eats to watch in front of, I think it was the State of Origin happening in Queensland. And it turned up completely burnt.
Isn't that the most first world thing ever, though, to be complaining that your cookie that you ordered off Uber Eats came burnt? Like, obviously, you'd be pissed off, but how privileged does that sound to order one gooey
Look,
cookie?
Yeah, how rich are you to be ordering a cookie? Like, fuck.
See, I'm too much of a scab to do that. If I'm going to order something on a delivery service, I will order big, so it's worth it.
Do you know what? I think maybe that's because we don't drink. Like, you know, when everybody's hungover and they're just like, money is no option. It's like, I'm going to order myself 2-minute noodles on Uber Eats because that's all I want.
Yeah. So what did she say about the burnt cookie? What was the conundrum with the cookie?
Well, she just said, just ordered a gooey cookie with ice cream on Uber Eats to watch the footy, .. This is what turned up. Not sure whether to laugh or cry, but my apartment smells like burnt food. Shook. And then she also tagged the company that sent the burnt cookie.
I just please share the photo in the group, please.
To be fair, I would be absolutely livid. You're like hanging out for this cookie. You've spent big bucks in getting it delivered and it's burnt.
It was the worst. It was a disgrace.
But usually the food's cold. So I'm really surprised that it was burnt.
Yeah, but it could still be cold and burnt.
Do you know what? I agree with what Sophie said in terms of if she ordered a cookie and it came burnt, my goodness, we would hear about this for the next 2 weeks. It's like when she had those pizzas ordered and they charged her
God. Extra. This was on the day I moved into our rental. So I had been moving for hours on end and all we wanted was a couple of pizzas.
No one
I won't
to
specify
hear it.
The pizza shop. And they charged us for the delivery of every individual item. The delivery was more expensive than the pizza.
No one wants to hear it. So
see, I wrote in an email. I didn't even get given a voucher. It was a disgrace.
I love that this is a year on and you're still so mad about it. See, I'm more of a person that will go to the same restaurant. Like, I frequent the same places and I'll be really particular about whether I think the meal was good or not. Usually it's dependent on how much Chipotle sauce I'm given on my food. But yeah, I really would complain about the cookie as well.
Yeah.
We'll put it in the Facebook group. We'll put the picture up of the cookie. And would you complain about this cookie?
Well, I think that's all we've got time for today. Thank you so much for listening to Friday's episode of Outspoken.
I actually really feel like a cookie now.
Oh, I know, me too. If you did enjoy the episode, we'd love if you could go and leave us a 5-star review. We've caught a bit of a bashing in the ratings lately. So if you do enjoy it, we would really appreciate it.
And if you do want to join in the conversation, please join us in our Facebook community, which is Outspoken, the podcast community.
There'll be a picture of a burnt cookie in there.
And please make sure you do subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening from,
and press the little love heart on Spotify and have a great weekend.